With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A public records request uncovered some legislative talking points that argue in favor of the recently passed capital gains income tax, saying farmers work less than half-time to make $250,000 annually. Pam Lewison with the Washington Policy Center says they have to know who language like that will hurt.
These are legislators who have gone on farm tours. You know, they're on the bus with us, and they're not unaware of these things, but I think sometimes the legislative agenda gets pushed in front of the realities of farm life. And that's pretty concerning when you start looking at the effects of these pieces of legislation on particularly small to mid-sized farms.
Lewison says the consequences of a capital gains income tax wasn't truly thought out with struggling farmers in mind.
So you're paying 7% interest on having to sell your land so you can continue to operate. So you're just sprinkling salt into the wound already. This is not something that is affecting large farms or farms that, you know, that have corporate investments. This is something that affects the mid-sized and small farms who are struggling to get by.
And Lewison says there's no one-size-fits-all.
Every facet of agriculture is different and unique, and they all have time factors that are incredibly different and unique as well.
And Lewison says nobody that she knows works less than half-time. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.